Section 2. Erroneous and Subversive Movements.
Introduction. Through the years, several erroneous or subversive movements based on misinterpretation of Scripture or supposed divine illumination have arisen among Seventh-day Adventists. These were firmly and squarely dealt with by the Spirit of Prophecy counsels given to meet these situations as they arose. Some of these counsels are included in this section. Usually closely linked with the supposed new light was a message of condemnation of the church and its leaders, and often there was some phase of time setting. One such movement, known as the Loud Cry of the Third Angel, led by a Mr. Stanton, was met through a series of articles published in 1893 in the Review and Herald under the title of The Remnant Church, Not Babylon, now found in Testimonies to Ministers, pages 32 through 62, and also in The Remnant Church, pages 23 through 53. The materials drawn together in this section make further reference to this movement and deal in considerable detail with several like movements. Two prominent cases involving claims to the prophetic gift are also presented here in the form of counsel given by Mrs. White to those directly or indirectly concerned. She was in an extremely delicate position in dealing with situations of this character, but in fulfilling her office as God's messenger, she was given instruction that protected the church from these pretenders to the prophetic office. She emphasized the point that the genuine manifestation of the prophetic gift would bear its own credentials, accompanied by ample, clear, convincing evidence. As long as they're an adversary to truth, subversive and erroneous movements will arise and must be met. The Ellen G. White depiction of several of these movements with their characteristic teachings and the counsel given in analyzing the work and teaching offers much that may prove of great service in easily and clearly identifying and meeting again such situations when they appear. The White Trustees.